His father sat down in a chair beside the oilcloth-covered table. He made a big shadow on the kitchen wall. Who won the ball game? Potoski, 5-3. His father sat watching him eat and filled his glass from the milk pitcher. Nick drank and wiped his mouth on his napkin. His father reached over to the shelf for the pie. He cut Nick a big piece. It was huckleberry pie. What did you do, Dad?
I went out fishing in the morning.
What did you get?
Only perch.
His father sat watching Nick eat the pie. What did you do this afternoon? Nick asked.
I went for a walk by the Indian camp.
Did you see anybody? The Indians were all in town getting drunk. Didn't you see anybody at all?
I saw your friend Prudy.
Where was she?
She was in the woods with Frank Washburn. I ran onto them. They were having quite a time.
His father was not looking at him.
What were they doing?
I didn't stay to find out.
Tell me what they were doing.
I don't know, his father said. I just heard them threshing around.
How did you know it was them?
I saw them.
I thought you said you didn't see them.
Oh, yes, I saw them.
Who was it with her? Nick asked.
Frank Washburn.
Were they what?
Were they happy?
I guess so.
His father got up from the table and went out the kitchen screen door. When he came back, Nick was looking at his plate. He had been crying.
Have some more. His father picked up the knife to cut the pie.
No, said Nick. You'd better have another piece.
No, I don't want any.
His father cleared off the table.
Where were they in the woods? Nick asked.
Up back of the camp. Nick looked at his plate. His father said,
You better go to bed, Nick.
All right. Nick went into his room, undressed, and got into bed. He heard his father moving around in the living room. Nick lay in the bed with his face in the pillow.
My heart's broken, he thought. If I feel this way, my heart must be broken.
After a while, he heard his father blow out the lamp and go into his own room. He heard a wind come up in the trees outside and felt it come in cool through the screen. He lay for a long time with his face in the pillow, and after a while he forgot to think about Prudence, and finally he went to sleep. When he awoke in the night, he heard the wind in the hemlock trees outside the cottage, and the waves of the lake coming in on the shore, and he went back to sleep. In the morning, there was a big wind blowing, and the waves were running high up on the beach, and he was awake a long time before he remembered that his heart was broken.